Hi, this is Steve Barish. I am the co-host of the Healing Hour and Fred Bell's Science and Energy. So, excuse me. I was thinking about my old show that I had on. What I wanted to talk about tonight, for a few minutes, anyhow, are the new receptors and the nuclear receptor color chart. I don't think a lot of people know about the colors and the chart, exactly what it says and what it means, but we can go over this a minute in case you're thinking about getting a new nuclear receptor or the older receptor, but I wanted to start at the bottom and work my way up. We have a blue violet, which is absolutely gorgeous, and that's for sexual creative boost and generates vital energy. It's good for the gonads, heart, and pineal gland. There's a lot of people need that in many different ways. So it's a beautiful, beautiful stone. The violet, which is next, is amethyst. That's also sexual creative boost transformation, good for gonads, pineal gland, and nervous system. So these stones really do work. They really change things, and they're really beautiful. This one I wore for 8 years. This one is a blue sapphire. It's good for calming and balancing and intuition. Body is extremely good for the heart. It's unbelievable how that really works and very good for the heart chakra. Excellent, excellent for the heart chakra. The light blue or aquamarine or blue topaz is also good for boost immune system, soothing, better communication. Thymus and heart is for the body, and it's good for the solar plex, which is really, really good, which a lot of people actually need a lot of times. So it's really, really good, and that's also for thymus and heart. Citrine, yellow sapphire, or canary diamond, good for digestion, detoxification, and mental clarity. It also reacts very well in the body with liver and kidney and spleen. Very good also for solar plexus. The peridot is yellow-green, which is a very, very beautiful stone. Very, very good. It's good for weight control, digestion, and balance. Body is good for the liver, the kidney, the spleen, the thyroid gland. It's good for the throat, the solar plexus, and the hypothalamus. So the next one up the line would be moldavite or emerald. Very few people can wear moldavite. It's a stone that is from a different planet, actually. And it is found basically in Czechoslovakia, I believe. And it's good for weight control, balance, equilibrium, thyroid gland, throat, and hypothalamus. So the moldavite is quite a stone. The next stone to it would be the emerald, which is green. And it's a beautiful stone. It has a tremendous amount of energy, good energy. And the moldavite has, too. It's just it takes a very special person to wear moldavite, which is very, very interesting. The pink tourmaline, or any kind of pink, the pink sapphire or kunzite, it's inducing balance, energy, emotional balance. It's good for the heart, the gonads, the endocrine glands, spleen, and pituitary. It also has a lot of interest in love and can bring on a lot of love. So that's a beautiful stone. These stones, I find the next four up to be really, really powerful. We have the garnet, and I like the garnet. It does a tremendous amount of good. It's warm and red. Effect, it has physical energy boost, digestion and balance, and integration and regeneration. Body, it's good, listen to this, the body, it's good for the adrenals, the liver, the kidney, pituitary, spinal column, and blood. It really works very, very well with the nuclear receptor. The red ruby, which is high energy boost, works with the pituitary and adrenals. Very, very good for the brow, the solar plexus, and third eye. The smoky quartz or the brown stone, which is smoky quartz or champagne diamond, is really very interesting. It's high energy boost and digestion. Pineal gland, liver, kidney, and spleen. That's what it works with the body. Also good with the solar plexus. The diamond, which is the highest of all the stones, is either a diamond or zircon. High energy boost, confidence, and works with the pineal gland and the circulatory system. Good for the crown chakra, which is very, very powerful. The crown chakra takes in a lot, and you can, if you're really tuned in, you can look through the crown chakra and look all the way down to the earth. It's very, very interesting how that can open up right to the earth, so the energy passes from heaven through the body and down to the earth. It keeps you very, very grounded. Let me give out some phone numbers here for the talk radio here. It's 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510, and 1-530-413-4522. And those will get you directly into the radio station. Anything you want to know about Dr. Glenn's products, I'm more than happy to talk about this evening. And also myself, I'm Steve Barish, and I do have a website. It's stevebarish.com. And we can really do a lot of good work together. Please take a look at my website. It's very interesting. It's steve@stevebarish.com, and we do a lot of good work. I do a lot of things on the radio show with Dr. Fred, and I'm thinking about starting my own radio show again maybe in a month or two or three. So I'm talking it over with a friend of mine, and we're going to see what we can do about doing that. And her name is Caroline. And Caroline's a really great lady, and she was on last week, and we had a lot of fun. So hopefully she'll be on tonight, and we can talk and have a lot of fun. But anyhow, what I wanted to discuss tonight are these stones and how they really work. As I said, I wore the sapphire for 8 years. A lot of people like changing the stones within 6 months. 8 months, a year, 2 years. I just wore mine for 8 years. I really love the heart. The heart is the way to God. And what we're doing is that we should be opening up the heart area more and more to receive more energy and to the Word of God. So I stayed with it for 8 years, and I'm glad I did, because I really opened my heart a long way, and it seems to have done me a world of good. I had special thanks to Dr. Bell for allowing me to do that. It was really fantastic to do, and it was a lot of fun to do. So I learned an awful lot with the stone. The chakras are very, very unique. And by opening up the heart chakra for 8 years, I was allowed, for some odd reason, allowing me to open up the other chakras. Once I opened up the heart chakra as much as I possibly could, it was a lot of fun to use. And it allowed me to open up more of the other chakras through my body. So that was very unique. I don't know why. It just really worked. And it was quite interesting. So they're really wonderful stones. The stones we have here are basically the stones that Dr. Fred uses. And it's really, really interesting how they really, really work. When I use my nuclear receptor in the morning, I wash it, of course, early. But when I put it on, the interesting part of that is that it opens up my back. I can actually see the stone actually opening up in the nuclear receptor and taking that energy and opening up the chakra to the back of my back. So it's very interesting that the chakras are open in the front and also open in the back. So it's very important that these nuclear receptors be worn. It really helps. I mean, it actually does a beautiful job. So we have a lot of fun with it, and that's what we do. So it's really interesting stuff. And Dr. Fred is quite an interesting guy, that I can tell you. For some odd reason, my internet doesn't seem to be working tonight. I wanted to get on Dr. Fred's site here just for a second here. And it's not working this evening for some odd reason. BBS Radio, not working this evening for some odd reason. Let's try it this way. See if we can get it open. Nope. I've had trouble with Frontier for the last time. I think I'm going to change to a different company, because every time I do this, it just it never works sometimes. So I'm sorry, I can't get on his air. The idea of the necklaces are really, really interesting. I know that I started with a silver one, I think about 12, 13 years ago, and I've been trading up and doing different things with the nuclear receptors. I do have an 18-karat gold one with platinum and diamonds in it, and that really really sets the course for a lot of different things for me. Once I start doing that kind of work, it's really fantastic in terms of opening up your energy as far as it can. I have a friend of mine who I lent my super receptor to, and he could only wear it for maybe about 15 minutes at a time, maybe 30 minutes at a time, and took it off. The energy was just so high in it that it bothered him, but he's quite an interesting man and very, very open to energy. But the nuclear receptor itself, please, if you have any idea of getting a necklace, what I would do is look up on Dr. Fred Bell's site, and I think you'll find it very interesting in terms of opening up. So it'll be a lot of fun to do that. Maybe this will help. No, can't get it. But anyhow, that's what I would do. I would take a look at it on the Dr. Fred Bell site, and I think you'll find it very, very interesting. It's paradigm.com, Dr. Fred Bell, and I think you'll find those super receptors really fabulous. He has quite a few different kind of arrays of stones to put in the new receptors, and what they do is they pick the stone that you need right away that you're using, and then the stone in the future and even the stone after that. So they work at one time. You'll be able to feel the energy of these new necklaces. They're extremely powerful, and they really do work. I've been able to feel the energy of them, and I can tell you that they are very, very powerful necklaces. So they're really interesting to wear, and we're going to be in New York City for a show, and we'll have a lot of fun down there with a lot of people that have those necklaces, and then we're going to show them the new necklaces that we have, and I think that they'll find them really, really interesting. So it's just fantastic that I'm going down there for, I think, the fourth or fifth time and help Dr. Fred, and so it should be a lot of fun. Here we go, Dr. Fred. Let's just see. For some odd reason, it just came on. Wonderful. Let's see if we can get, so we can talk about the, here we go, Dr. Fred. Here we go, paradigm. The necklace is, if you tune into Dr. Fred Bell, you'll see the brand new receptor design. The first one is a Christos receptor series. It's a cross with 12 stones in it. You have stones on each corner of the Christo, and it's quite a beautiful necklace. If you want to take a look at it with me, go to paradigm.com and just scroll down a little bit. You'll see this gorgeous, gorgeous necklace. It's gold and silver, and it's got a diamond in the center of it. It's just absolutely fabulous. Just absolutely fabulous. Right underneath that, it looks like a solid silver necklace that has... it's really, really good for deep meditation, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. It has, I believe it looks like... it looks like it's a ruby or... Yeah, it looks like a ruby, and it's, again, three stones on each side of the cross, and the energy of it is extremely powerful. I'm looking at it now. I can see the energy flowing through the back and actually glowing and putting a lot of energy through the body. So that's really, really beautiful. The next stone and the next necklace is called... the negotiator. Now, I wanted the negotiator in the beginning. It looked like it was quite a necklace to buy and to wear. For me, it's not as good as the Christos, but I think the one I like the most is the Ankh. The Ankh looks like an Egyptian Ankh. It's quite interesting. If you want to follow it down, you'll see the Ankh. It's shaped like an Ankh, and what that does is basically it puts in a tremendous amount of energy, and I think it's really, really good for somebody to wear if they do so. I think it'll change their lives drastically and dramatically. I know that I've wanted this one for a while, but for some odd reason tonight it's not what I look at. I'm looking at this Christos, and it looks beautiful. It's just a gorgeous stone. The stones are gorgeous in it, and the diamond is in the center, and the four sets of stones look like they might be ruby, and that's just a gorgeous necklace. I imagine the energy that puts out is pretty strong. I'm turning it to the side in my mind, and I'm looking at it, and it looks quite interesting. It looks very, very powerful. So that's really a lot of fun. That's really a lot of fun to look at. And the Ankh comes with diamonds. The next one down, I believe, is ruby, and it has rubies in the Ankh part of the necklace, which is absolutely gorgeous. And then... the quantum heart energy two-tone. This is really for the heart energy. The one below it, this is dedicated to the heart chakra. And notice all the sapphires, including the bridge. It's really, really beautiful. His stuff is so unique. I don't know how he gets this from the Palladians, but it's just absolutely fantastic. The Andromedans gave him the other necklaces, the Ankh and the Negotiator and the Christos. They're just absolutely fabulous and really, really good to wear. The energy of these things are really powerful. So I know what they can do. As soon as I get down to New York, I'll be able to put one on and really tell you what's going on with it. But I know what they can do. They're very, very powerful. It's almost twice as powerful as my 18-karat gold necklace. It looks like it throws a tremendous amount of energy. The nuclear receptor is just a beautiful necklace. I've worn mine, I guess, for a lot of years right now, and it's still helping me. It's still doing a lot. But what I'm interested in doing is even making it a little better by getting either the Christos or the Ankh. But I talked to Fred, and I said, since I'm Jewish, that I would like to get one made in the Star of David and put that on a necklace and see what would happen. So I think it would be a lot of fun to wear. If you want, please give us a call here and help me, and we'll talk. We'll talk about the products and what they're good for and how to really wear them. And I think you'll find it very interesting. I know that in the morning I wash mine because of the radiation that it takes in a 24-hour period. So I do wash it and really really make it quite interesting. What we're going to do, we're going to put on a big show down in New York City about this, about the necklaces and the projectors. The projectors are very interesting. He uses quite a few in his house. I use four in my practice during massage and energy, and it's really, really interesting to use. And the light that comes out of the projectors that are up on the wall is amazing. We have a big ball of light in the center of the room that is tremendous in power. When I first put my projectors up in my house, we saw the projectors go 5 miles wide, and I think it was 4 miles high within about 15 or 20 minutes. I had my first client come off the expressway, and he was telling me that he felt the energy. Hello? Hello? Is somebody there? Anyhow, he felt the energy. Hello? Oh, somebody's calling me privately, I guess. The other necklaces that we have, the projector that we have is so powerful that it was 5 miles wide, as I said, and 4 miles high. And the thing that happened with my friend when he got off the expressway, which was 5 miles from the office, he could feel the energy from the office all the way over 5 miles away. So that's really quite interesting, and it's a lot of power. We've used it in so many different ways. I usually use it with my clients to help them out as much as I possibly can. I don't use it for money. I don't do it for that kind of process. What I do is use it for the energy of helping my clients. And that seems to be the way for me to go. I use it to help them as much as I possibly can, to keep them healthy and to keep them in alert of everything that's around them. So you can use that. Once you make a contact with the projector, even if you're away, you can actually project the energy of what you need right to the projector, and it will help you. So you don't have to be home to use that. You can actually use that away. So it goes an awful long way. And once you start using that and you build up confidence in yourself, you can actually do and project anything you want at any particular time. So it's really a lot of fun to do. That's the projector. The projector that we wear is very interesting. That's really quite a piece of jewelry. Mine's platinum and has a gold bridge, but it has diamonds on it, and it's fabulous. I mean, it's really, really a great necklace, and it does a lot of different good things. It does a lot of power and a lot of good things to help you. And it really opens up a lot of different things for people. I've actually had people call me. This is very interesting, I can tell you guys. I had a woman about 3 years ago call me from the Circle in Washington, D.C., and she needed some help. And as I opened the energy up, her car actually died. The battery was stone dead. I mean, just absolutely stone dead. So what it did was drew the energy right out of the battery, and she had a call for help. But before that, we were working on energies that she needed done, and it seemed to work. The other thing was we had a client in Switzerland who wanted his chakras open. And as soon as I started working with him, the lights in the house went right off. I mean, they just went dead right in the house. And as soon as I got done, they came back on again. So the power of these things are really incredible. And I guess when you start learning how to use them, things happen. And it's really amazing. Even in my room, when we're doing some high-energy work, the radio will cut off, the CDs will turn off. Everything goes off in the room, and it's just amazing. It's really a lot of fun to use if you really, really get into it, and it's really good. It's a lot of fun. I remember about, also here's another one I can tell you. I took my my ex-wife down to Social Security, and she wanted to get a card, you know, the Social Security card. And we got up to the window, and the woman inside said, "Please forgive us, but we don't have any power to work the computers. The computers are all down. The printers are down." So I just said, "Printers, computer, would you turn on, please?" And the computer turned on instantaneously. She jumped back. I don't know if they worked in the other sections of the room or not. I didn't look around because I was really focused on her. And she says, "My goodness, the computers came up." So she printed out Donna's name and said, "Well, the printers are down." And I, of course, under my breath said, "Printers, please turn on." And they came on. We got the card. We left. We have no idea how long the computer and printer stayed on. It just it stayed on long enough to get what we needed, and we left. So I presume they were still working for everybody else, but that is a story that I will never forget. And we had a lot of fun. So the projectors are very, very interesting to work with. They are Andromedan, and the energy that they put out is quite interesting. They have hundreds of pyramids inside the projectors, in the inside of the projector, I should say. And what happens is that I can see the light coming forward from all the pyramids. So the light gets turned on. It's very, very interesting. And that energy is focused to a beam of light in the center of the room. So each projector puts that into the center of the room, and we have a gigantic ball of light, probably about maybe about 6 inches to 2 feet. It's all according to the amount of power that they can resiliently put out. And I don't think there's any amount of power it can't do. I just think it's a matter of what the person needs at the time of working with that client. So it's really a lot of fun. And even if you had one, they're really nice. They're absolutely beautiful. A lot of fun to wear. A lot of fun to work with when they're on the wall or whatever the case may be. So I've been gifted enough to be able to help people with the projectors and tell them how high they need to be and where they need to be put in the room. So they're really a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun to work with because you're working with the Andromedans, and they stay in the room for quite some time. I know that I had quite an experience with the Andromedans, and that seemed to work really well. So we had a lot of fun with that. And so I've been able to tell Dr. Fred what's going on with the projectors much of the time. So they're really a lot of fun. The necklace that we wear, you can't wear both. I do, but I wouldn't suggest that to anybody else. I wear both my nuclear receptor and the projector, but I wouldn't do that. I think I would get used to wearing one at a time and letting that get built up and having a lot of fun. One is the battery, that would be the nuclear receptor, and one draws the battery out, and that's the projector. So when you get finished wearing the nuclear receptor for about 3 months, 6 months, then you can get the projector and then put that on, take the nuclear receptor off. I know Fred works with one at a time. He takes it on and off. He might wear one for 3 months and then take it off and work with it, work with the projector for 3 or 4 months, and then put it back on the nuclear receptor. So for me, they're a lot of fun to wear. I do a lot of work with them. I experiment with them all the time. So whatever happens, happens. I know that I just receive these messages all the time, and I get pictures of what I'm doing and how I'm doing with them, and you know, how to connect with them even more. So they're a lot of fun, and they're very, very powerful. I can tell you that. They're really, really a lot of fun. And you just need to look and see them, and you can do anything that you want with them. They're really a lot of fun to use. I'm wondering if my friends are going to call this evening, and we can talk a little more about products and different things of that nature. But let's see what else we have we can talk about this evening. He uses a lot of different CDs. He's got some fabulous CDs. He has Atlantis Rising, The Fellowship, The Promise, Death of Ignorance book, which is, these books are absolutely fabulous. I mean, I can't keep up with them. I need my books in front of me. So when he starts talking about something, I know what I'm looking at because he's so intelligent. It just it's really hard to keep up with him. So, but it's they're really, really good. And there's a booklet that's all about the super receptor. We don't have a booklet right now on the new receptors, but the old receptors will give you an idea of the power of these tools. And I know that. The nuclear receptor was given to him by a young lady from Palladius. So that was really interesting. The book is The Promise, and it talks all about the necklace and his dad and what happened during World War II and how it came to be in his possession. But anyhow, the necklaces are really a lot of fun. They really, really help you. I know when I had mine on the first 2 weeks, I saw black pouring out of my back, and I called Fred. I said, "Fred, geez, I have black coming out of my back. I've never seen anything like that before." And what happened was is that was all the X-rays that I had had since I was a little kid, and that was pouring out of my back. That took about a month for that to clear. And the next thing that I noticed was that my brain was clearing. I could see toxicity that had been built up in my brain, penicillin, all different kinds of things that were coming out. And I called Fred on it, and he was telling me what's coming out, but I could actually see this stuff moving in my body, my brain, and coming out and being rejected by my body. So it was really, really interesting the first 6 months when I was wearing this this necklace. That was with the blue sapphire, and it started working for me instantaneously when I had it on. And it was very interesting because when I went to see Dr. Fred the first time was in Toronto. And in Toronto, I walked up to his area where he was showing stuff, and my wife and I just fell in love with these necklaces right away. And they were going to tell me about the stones. I said, "Well, I can pick out my own stone if you don't mind." And I was going down the road, yes, 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 no, 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 no. And then I came to the blue sapphire, and then I got a really loud yes, and I knew that was the stone for me. Anyhow, I went to his show. There were about 500 people that he had in the show watching, and he was doing the same thing that he does. And after the show, people stayed there, didn't get up, let him walk out. He was walking up, and he walked right over to me, and he said, "This necklace would be great for you." And he walked away, and that was it. And then I went over to the counter, and I bought my blue sapphire right away, and I started wearing it. I don't know how he knew me. I don't know how he picked up my energy, but he certainly did. and been wearing that necklace ever since. So we had it in, I had it first in silver. Then we gold-plated the silver. And then when I could afford the gold one, I got a gold one. And then when I could afford the pavé, I got the pavé. And I've been wearing that one ever since for about, I think about 6-7 years now. And I think I'm going to sell that in New York City when I get down there. Hopefully somebody will buy it from me, and it would be really, really good for them. It's interesting in New York. There's such, I think they had 600 booths, if I remember, last year, and that was really a lot of fun. We really had a lot of fun. And there were a lot of, it wasn't last year, but the year before, and we had so many people come to the booth, and it was just fabulous. I met a lot of wonderful people in New York. I was out at his show in two times in Los Angeles, Laguna Beach. He had a wonderful show. There were about 60 people there, and we had a lot of fun. We really, really had a lot of fun with all these people. And he taught us an awful lot, including myself, of how these things work. And when you have a private individual that is going to only 60 people and trying different things, it was just absolutely fabulous. And we had a great time. We learned a lot. We met a lot of nice people. So these, they're really real. I mean, this stuff of his is really real, and it's just a lot of fun to do. So if you ever get a chance to go to New York this year, it's going to be a fabulous time. There'll be a lot going on, an awful lot going on. So that's really, really good. That'll be a lot of fun. The let's see here. See if we can get over here and see if we can pick up on something else here. Okay. Let's see what we have here. Okay. Let's see here. I'm trying to get a hold of... yeah, here we go. Okay, what we're doing here, we're getting in touch with, here we go, Dr. Fred, here we go. All right. He has some interesting things on here. If you look on his website, on the left-hand side, you'll see... move down to about four spots, you'll see these necklaces, the nuclear receptor, the projector. And then right underneath there, he's got this super crystal available now. Click here for details. These crystals are absolutely beautiful. He has these for sale. He's got some that weigh 200 pounds. I'm just amazed at it. I'm just absolutely amazed at some of these gorgeous crystals he's got. I know he had a lot of them. Wow, look at those crystals. If you're going on his website, you'll be able to see why I'm wowing. He's got tremendous... he must have about 20 different kinds of... Yeah, here we go. Of crystals there that are absolutely gorgeous. He must have just received those. The book that I'm looking at now is Death of Ignorance. That's actually an earlier book that's reprinted, and that gives you a look at everything that you need to know about the body. It's just absolutely fabulous. And underneath that is the Christos Receptor. And if you're looking on his website, it's just absolutely fabulous. He's got so much. He's got a microstar orb that's here that's lit up with all his nuclear, just beautiful things here, absolutely beautiful. full quad system in use near full output. And that is right above the MicroStar orb. This is a full quad system. He has everything lit up on it. I was there when he did one of these, and we saw so much that was inside, near full output. It's just absolutely amazing to see the energy, the output that's put into these devices that he has. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful, and you know that that's contacting somebody from outer space, probably Palladians or Andromedans. Just really, really fabulous. I'm looking at the projectors now on his website, and wow, look at that. 100-pounder, a small laser applied. This is a master crystal. He's been able to accumulate a lot of master crystals, and he sold them all. I think he's only got a few left, and I know that I love mine. I won't sell mine for anything. And it really, really helps my clients. It's just absolutely wonderful in terms of helping my clients. So they're really a lot of fun to use. So that's what I can say about that. Fred, I've been with Fred for about, I don't know, 12, 13 years now. And the guy is just phenomenal. He's so interesting to talk to. He knows more about stuff than anybody I've ever talked to in my life. I mean, he's just, he's like a walking encyclopedia, and he's just fabulous. He's got this new radiation detection and protection products. He has an alert system that you carry around on your keys. I think he told me, I'm pretty well sure he told me that the government carries these around in their pocket in case something goes off somewhere along the way, and it'll actually set the alarm off. It'll make a loud ring. And you get that loud ring, you just want to leave that area as quickly as possible. So I know that they work because I've got one, and it just one day just let off a loud roar, but it only stayed on for a matter of seconds and then went off again. So it must have been something that was coming through and then just disappeared. I think it's just fabulous. Just absolutely. And here's a radiation detection sticker, which is a little larger than a stamp, but it'll give you, I guess what it does is that the color estimates the dose of radiation. And you can put that on anywhere, it's actually in the house, in your car, whatever, and use that to see what the radiation is outside. That's very interesting. Then he's got potassium iodide, and dissolve in 1 liter water for solution of 200 teaspoons, where each contain 130 milligrams of potassium iodide. And what that is for... dissolve potassium iodide. Okay. You have to call to find out exactly what that is. I presume you take that for some odd reason, but you can look it up on Dr. Fred's website here, and it'll give you an idea of what it's for. It's interesting stuff. I mean, everything he's got is quite interesting. I'm just trying to see what else is here that we can discuss this evening. Okay. I think I could talk about me for a couple of minutes. Again, I'm Steve Barish, and I do have an internet. It's steve@stevebarish.com, and it'll talk about my massage work. I have 14 different disciplines of massage, and I do a lot of energy work. And we're not supposed to use the word, the word that we're supposed not to use. But I can do a lot of stuff, and I do it actually remotely around the world. And I've been able to help a lot of people. So if you need some help, please call me. I do have a PayPal, and I don't have anybody on PayPal yet, but I'm hopeful that things will start working, and I can help a lot of people. That would be a lot of fun to do. But anyhow, what I'm about is to help people and to help as much as I possibly can. I have clients that have been with me for the 20 years that I've been working, and I have clients that have been with me for 5 years, clients with me that have been with me for 2 weeks. So it's a lot of fun working with people. People really want to get better. People really want to have an idea of what life is about and how much better they can feel. Hello?
Hey, it's Michael.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Doing good. Just in between calls, and I thought I'd give you a call and thank you again for all the work that you did on me.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, Mike. Very, very kind
of you. I've been to a lot of different places around the country and outside of the country, and I've had a lot of different people do different types of massages, and the degree of mastery that you have in understanding the energy that's moving and,
mm-hmm.
and how energy moves
right.
is the highest that I've ever seen in my life.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's very, very kind of you.
Because,
I can just barely hear you, Michael. I'm sorry.
But some of the stuff, you actually went
there
beyond
we
what I could see, which was just...
Yeah.
I've never had that happen before.
Okay. And what happened, Michael? We didn't hear you the last time.
Yeah, so I've had other people work on me before, and usually I can see what they're doing. I can see,
yes.
you know, you can hear what they're thinking. You can see the energy. You can see their attitude. If they're grounded,
yes.
you can see what they're bringing through, what beings, everything. But with you,
right.
you were able to actually do stuff that went beyond what I've ever seen before. And
yeah.
after I left you, I went to tell somebody what you did, and it did it to them. Like,
ah.
one of the things, you showed me how to ground. Now, we've all had people show us how to ground for
sure.
probably years and years.
Sure.
You showed me how to actually do it with your being, and it just transferred over to me. Then I went
yeah.
to someone else who was in the hospital, and I sat next to them, and I said, oh, I met this neat guy, and he did this, and I did it. I actually went into the same state, and I did it, and she actually zonked right into the exact same state, and she didn't even try or think about it. She just went there. And,
right,
and then
right.
I did a few other things the same way you did, and then
right.
I brought her back, and then I said, so that's what he did. And she was like, oh, oh my goodness. But
that's
it really helped align her. You know,
oh,
and
thank
it helped
you.
Align me. It was beautiful.
I think Caroline might be on the phone. Hello?
Caroline's around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You want to say hi?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Caroline. How you doing?
Oh, but absolutely, you know, phenomenal. And I have to reiterate what Michael said, that, you know, with the Pleiadian and the technology and the Andromedan technology that you work with and
right.
how you assist others in anchoring in their light quotient. And if anyone, you know, is listening and they're on their ascension and their mastery path, you know, you're definitely the guy to go to.
Right, right,
your
right.
massages are second to none, and the guidance that you receive, you know, increase everybody's light quotient so that, you know,
yeah.
that they're really
yeah.
clearing their kakapupu and anchoring in their highest
yeah.
essence of self. And as
right.
you walk in this highest essence of self, because you're in your heart and you're so in your mastery, you spark that divinity, that mastery, that I am presence, the presence within that you have within yourself into others.
Thank you.
And
thank
as you.
You
were doing that with myself and Michael, as we
thank
walked
you.
Around in our world, we were
right,
helping spark
right.
the I am in others too.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And I know that with, you know, it's, I know a lot of people who are healers and work with energies listen to the show, and that then, and what I want to kind of just say tonight, just to help people understand some of the work that you do, Steve, is when you know, we come into the world, we're at a certain light quotient, and as we
right.
clear our stuff and our garbage and all that stuff,
right.
we increase our light
right.
quotient, and with that, we keep anchoring in our higher selves.
Yes.
And you know that when you get to a certain level, when the healers can't just go to any healer, because there's no use if you're functioning at a 85% light quotient. If you're going to some Reiki master, it's functioning at a 65% light quotient.
Yes.
I mean, it's all well and good, but they're not really going to help catapult your growth.
Right,
but,
right, right.
And that's why it's as you know, Michael and I are very choosy who we go to, because your you, Steve, are functioning at a very, very high mastery level of light quotient that
well,
you can help
you.
Others really, mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. catapult their growth.
Thank you.
And so, in a way, you're really doing secret alchemy, because there's secret alchemy taking place in your healing center when you're working.
Thank you.
And you're helping us and others on their path to mastery, you know, and going to someone such as Steve, you know, with that high, high light quotient vibrating
yes.
in a high enough state helps facilitate us and
yeah.
anchoring that
yeah.
presence and that divinity in our state, too. So, you know, it's very, very powerful, powerful, powerful work that you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, honey. It's very, very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Michael's
and,
been.
And then there's only about another 60 days before you're going to be in New York with Dr.
Yes.
Brett.
Yes, that'll be
That's
a lot of fun.
That's going to be an amazing event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we look forward to seeing you there, of course.
Yeah,
and,
that'll be a lot of fun.
You know, there's an old saying where, you know, be the change you wish to see, and you are the change that, you know, you are that change that we wish to see.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's very kind of you. I'll tell you, it's interesting. Michael and I have become very friendly, and so have I with Caroline. And better people I've never met. I mean, these people are really real, and they work from the heart, too. And it's just absolutely amazing. I need to thank them for allowing me to find them and know that there are people out there that work from the heart, and that's so important to find. So I really
yes,
appreciate
great,
your friendship.
Because, you know, I think for a long, long time, many of us have clearing and growing and aligning
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
praying and doing our work and hoping for these, you know, the new templates to anchor in the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now is the time where we really are anchoring those templates and assist
mm-hmm.
each other as spiritual family, as spiritual
yes.
brother, as spiritual sister. And through these transitional times, you know, we're letting go and letting go of the old, but
yeah.
with the letting go of the old, we're really, you know, with letting go of the fears and the lineages and the dogmas,
right.
we're now
right.
embracing spiritual family in this beautiful, beautiful new template that's birthing.
Right,
spiritual
right,
relationship,
right.
spiritual business, you know, helping each other.
Yeah. That's wonderful. I'm having trouble opening my... my website. I think what I'm going to do, my brother has asked me to change this to another company because I've had nothing but trouble with this. So it's Frontier, and I just refuse to keep this anymore. So I think I'm going to change it to something else.
Yeah,
just,
we can discuss that. And just to remind everybody, too, you know, your website is www.stevebarish.com. And that's
yes.
www.stevebarish.com.
Thank you very much,
you know,
sir.
Definitely, you know, or send Steve an email at steve@stevebarish.com as well, where, you know, if you
right.
have any questions or any suggestions that you want Steve to discuss on the show, because, boy, oh, boy, Steve, I mean, you have such a wealth of knowledge. I mean,
well,
really,
you.
Really, really, you've been on your spiritual path for over 40 years, and it
mm-hmm.
just blows
mm-hmm.
me away
well,
how
you.
Much beautiful wealth of heart-oriented, high vibrational knowledge that you have in your essence, and you
Thank
share
you.
Your wisdom with
Thank
such,
so much.
Such kindness.
So, listen, I'm going to have to sign off, honey. It's already 8:55, so you're going to want to put somebody else on the radio. So, Michael, is Michael there? Hello? Anyhow, this has been Steve Barish. I'm on the Dr. Fred Bell Science and Energy Show, and we're going to sign off now. It's 8:55. Talk to you later. Be well, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.